It's your home for everything movies. The latest releases, reviews, what's hot at the box office, and all things Hollywood. Hollywood.
Thanks to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Well, g'day there, and welcome to Talking Flicks. JT and Grant Lee in for a Thursday, another week to talk movies. Hello, Mr. Lee. How are you doing today?
I'm excellent today, thank you, JT. Now, how are you?
I've got a bit of a sore throat today. I don't know. Excuse me. I'm sucking on one of those Strepsils.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's not good.
So you may have to talk just, more.
Yeah, well, just stay on the other side of the room then. Don't get too close then, because I don't.
I'll try to kiss you, Mr. Lee. I'll try as best I can.
I think we need to get, like, you know, a boardroom table when we do things like this. So at least then you're at one end of the table and I'll be up the other end. So
I'm sorry, there's no freaking Glen 20 here, okay? It's in the car, you wonder. Right? It's in the car. I don't know why it's in the car, but there's some there, right? Yeah. And some cherry blossom flavour or something, flavour or whatever. So you know what I mean. Sense, yeah. Well, right? You can get like that.
Well, when we play a trailer, you're going to have to run out and get it because I don't want to have coughing fits.
All right. Well, I'll keep sucking this lolly. You want to do the talking? You want to tell us what's coming up on today's show?
Yeah, okay. Coming up on the show today, we're going to be talking about a movie that includes Ghostface. He's back on the big screen, opening today. Can you believe? Do you know what I'm talking about, JT? Because you would be a huge fan.
I can't wait to talk about Scream. Yes, come back to that.
You'd be a huge fan, yeah. So we're going to be talking about that. We'll unpack what we're going to see. And a movie that stars Kevin James, who co-wrote it. We're going to talk about that as well. And, of course, I'll be going on the red carpet. Or should I send JT on the red carpet? That might have been a good thing.
Oh, no, not today. Not today.
Okay,
yeah. No, I'll go. We'll talk the BAFTAs in Grant Lee's Real News a bit later on.
Yeah, which I'm so excited to talk about that. And also something about Michael will happen in there too. So,
There's a sexy hook, and that's coming up very soon. Let's do this.
Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
As I just said, Scream 7 is out. Can you believe? Finally. Wait, the first one came out, was it in 1996? I'm sure it was 96 when the first one came out.
I thought it was earlier than that.
30-odd years of a franchise, which is incredible. So while JT is quickly Googling, Neve Campbell is back and, of course, she plays... It was 96?
It was 96, yes.
Well, oh, good, I'm good. Oh, well done. So good.
I don't know how you remember that because you definitely wouldn't have seen it.
I must have read it somewhere in my research. Sydney is back, and this time her daughter is going to become the next target of Ghostface.
That's
a scary mask, isn't it? Like, that is a mask that would... It would scare the living daylights out of you.
It is a horror franchise that just continues to keep going to new levels. It doesn't matter how many screams they do, they are just as good as each other.
Yeah.
This looks awesome. So I can't wait to see it. And you're right, Sydney's now got a daughter, and finally the daughter becomes part of it's going. Ghostface goes after the daughter. But I reckon this could be one of the most epic screams yet. And you know it because we're going back to Woodsboro, Mr. Lee. Are you ready?
Oh, let's do it.
Let's do it.
This is it.
Can't believe we're staying at the Psycho Killer B&B.
Oh, that's so cool. It's a motion detector.
Sure know a lot about me for another asshole hiding behind a voice changer.
Oh, I'm not hiding, Sydney. Not this time.
Down to the end.
fighter like you. If you hurt her...
I'm not going to hurt her until you're here to see it.
Let's unmask this.
All your friends died for just being near you.
Where is my daughter?
Mom! Tatum, listen to me.
He's trying to find another way in. We're gonna do this together. You're gonna have to shoot him through the wall.
Where?
To the right of the door. Shoot him now! Do it now! He's dead.
You need to make sure
you shoot him in the head.
I'm gonna burn it all down.
Mother!
This is gonna be fun.
Holy dooly. Yeah, I'm looking forward
to that. That is intense.
That's insane.
You know I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight when I go to bed. That's going to just – that has scared the living daylights out of me. I jumped.
You've got to admit,
just listening to those.
It's pretty crazy, isn't it? Like, it's just epic.
Absolutely. Oh, dear, oh, dear. So that's out now, Scream 7. Now, this one's probably more up my alley. It is Solo Milo, and it is a comedy romance directed and starring Kevin James. He co-wrote it as well. And as I think we have talked about it over the last few weeks on the podcast, he got all those seats at the football, at the Super Bowl, and he was sitting there with a bunch of flowers all by himself. And it was such a great marketing ploy. No one knew what he was doing. He looked sad and everyone's going, oh, he's been stood up and all that. It was all advertising this movie because it is all about a guy who is stood up. His fiance leaves him at the altar, and so he goes on the honeymoon anyway.
Yeah. And he hooks up with is it Jonathan Roomie? Is that the guy that he's – yeah, anyway.
I think it is.
Yeah. In this one.
His character.
Yeah, Jonathan Roomie. And Alison Hannigan in this too, which you were surprised about. This is from American Pie. Michelle, American Pie.
Yeah, she liked Band Camp, didn't she?
Loved Band Camp, and she loved the flute. Yes. And she put it places. So we can never, I can't forget about that. But I think she's a bit more tame in this one.
Oh, I think she is a little bit more tame.
Solo mio, let's have a listen.
Buonasera, signore.
Hey, I'm just going to need to move some things around with my reservation.
Is there something wrong?
Look, I think we both know things didn't go too well today. What's going on?
She was just here, and then she wasn't.
If I was in your position, I would enjoy the package myself.
Go on, honeymoon.
Honeymoon, vacation. Call it what you want.
Sometimes gravity comes so fast, I don't know where I'm falling to.
Is the seat taken?
I'm sorry, do I know you?
You're on that honeymoon package?
Yes.
Where's your two?
That's personal.
Oh, it's a no-show. Hey, Scusi, big tuna. He's gonna need that. Got left at the altar.
I never said that.
I'm Claudia. I like your hair.
That's not gonna help him.
He needs to heal.
Oh, you're one of those guys.
What's that supposed to mean?
You know what it means.
What's your name?
Matt. And you are Cafe del Sole.
Gia.
I was just trying to be funny.
Okay. I keep trying.
I think that was Matthew. Who's on the back?
Coffee lady.
Go, Maddie, go!
Maddie, it's time to accept Heather is gone.
She's the only woman I ever loved. But I can't start over again.
You have to try. Don't be afraid.
Did you kiss her?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Okay, like this. It's not hard. Don't be weird.
I'm going to a concert. I got an extra ticket. You want to go?
Yes.
Tie him up, buddy.
What do you think?
It's beautiful. I have to come back sometime.
Don't leave. Stay.
What's with the Ed Sheeran t-shirt?
I like his music.
He's allowed to like what he likes.
I'm 60. You're an old man with an earring.
He made a choice.
Like what a pirate would make or somebody's grandma.
If you're looking for a great rom-com this weekend, make it Solo Mio.
Which I cannot wait to watch. I actually like Kevin James. I think he's a good actor. He's a funny guy, and he looks great.
I think you would like to watch that, but I also think, Mr. Lee, you're a Hamlet kind of guy. That's just the vibe I get. Like, you're into your Shakespeare and stuff, and I can see you going along to see Hamlet part of the National Theatre Live, right?
Yeah, look, I do like my William Shakespeare, I must admit. Yeah. Year 12, year 11. Yeah. That's, did I leave school because of? No, I didn't. No.
Oh, I did.
You know, these have been so popular, our National Theatre Live, Hamlet. We've been playing Hamnet, which is all about his son that got killed, unfortunately. And it's up for Best Picture for the Oscars. But now this Sunday we're playing National Theatre Live's Hamlet. It's going to be very confusing on Sunday when people come in and say, can I watch Hamlet? And you go, you're saying let or net?
Net, yeah.
Well, so, yeah, it's only one screening Sunday in all theatres, Tamworth, Wagga and Orange.
Okay, so that is what's currently showing. Also, there's a whole stack of movies as well. What's happening, Mr. Lee?
Yeah, we've got Iron Lung, Anaconda, Avatar, Fire and Ash, Crime 101, Epic, Elvis Presley in Concert, Fackham Hall, Hamnet, The Housemaid, Send Help, Shelter, Song Sung Blue, The SpongeBob Movie, Search for SquarePants, Whistle, Wuthering Heights, and Zootopia 2. Check your local cinema website or box office for screening times.
From every corner of the globe, let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard. Top five.
Yeah, so this is where Mr. Lee sends us off to a random country, and it is so random. You just never know where you're going to wind up. This week, I get to go first, and where's he sending me?
Yes, we need some beer. No, that sounds very Swedish. Bitter. That's bitter, please.
Yeah. Oktoberfest, right?
Yeah. Right. So you're off to Germany. Anyway. Yeah, now, my German's not very good.
They have 1,500 sausage varieties in Germany, Mr. Lee. 1,500.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
300 plus types of bread. And the Germans love their nude saunas.
Okay.
Yeah. There you go. And the beer.
Thank you.
Is it sauerkraut? Is that the one as well? I don't know.
Like, they like sauerkraut. Yeah. Yeah, I can remember I was asking for a Beck's bitter, which is Beck's beer, please. Eins Beck's bitter. One, yeah. Anyway, what's the top four?
Number four is Rental Family. Number three is Send Help. Number two is Utopia 2. And number one for Germany. It's Avatar, Fire and Ash. Oh, Avatar's at number one in Germany.
Yeah, which is pretty big. So that's awesome. It's been worldwide, that movie. It's been great at number one. Now let's have a look at Australia. Number five is Marty Supreme. Number four is Fackham Hall, which I'm so pleased it's in the top five. Crime 101 is hanging in at number three. Number two, we've got a new one, Epic, Elvis Presley in Concert. And number one for another week, Wuthering Heights. Is this the second week or third week? Can't remember.
Yeah. I'm glad it's there though. I'm glad Margot's there. I love Margot. Now, you know what? Yeah. Like, I've got to go and see it.
You do. Yeah, it's your hall pass.
It's
you need
I know,
to.
But I just. Yeah, it is. You know, I'm in a very romancy mood at the moment too, Mr. Lee. I've been, you know, I think that this could be good for me to go see something like that. But then I want to go see Scream. So it's like...
That's from one extreme
I'm torn. I'm completely torn, you know, which one to go see. Yeah. And I want to go see Elvis. So it could be a long day at the movies.
It could be. Guess where you're spending your weekend.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So that is our top five.
From the red carpet to the big screen and everything in between. It's Talking Flicks, Real News.
Okay, so the first thing is Michael. Now, this is such an incredible thing. It's opening on April 23 in Australia, April 24 in America. And as we know, it is starring Michael's nephew, Jafar Jackson. He is going to be playing his uncle, but the director, which is Antonio Fuqua, he said he found that the making of this biopic was very spiritual. It was a spiritual journey. Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
So that tells you that it's going to be good. I know it's been held off for a few times. It's been moved quite a few times, but they're just trying to get the right date to open it. So it looks like it will still go. So Universal is doing a global launch for it. So it's going to be massive.
Yeah, it certainly will be. And Michael Jackson, he had the moves, didn't he? Like, he was,
didn't he?
The moonwalk. Yeah. Like, and yeah. I, you know what? I can actually do the moonwalk. That's the one thing.
Can you?
I can.
Okay, the podcast, you've got to show me.
Okay, just make some room.
I'll
move the tables.
I'll rate you out of five chop tops.
All I know, Mr. Lee, is it's going to be guarantee. You know it. You know it.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's Michael. Now, Mr. Lee, I love this time of year because we're getting close to the Oscars. We are just weeks away.
We are only weeks away, and one of the things that the Oscars seem to follow is the BAFTAs. So whatever happens at the BAFTAs seems to follow on to the Oscars. And not that I'm going to be saying that, you know, my number one movie is going to be the one that won the BAFTAs, because I don't want you to copy off me, JT. But the top winners of the night, which was held last week, last Friday I think it was one battle after another. It got six BAFTAs, which was Best Film, Best Director, Best Adapted Screenplay, Best Cinematography, Best Editing, and Best Supporting Actor for Sean Penn. So that is absolutely huge. So if it's going to do that, imagine what it's going to be like at the Oscars. The Best Leading Actor went to Robert Amalio for I Swear, which is opening in the next month or two. I think it's at the end of next month it opens.
Bit of a surprise win, that one too, wasn't it? Because there were heavy hitters in that.
Oh, there was. And it took everyone by surprise. They did not think he would get Best Leading Actor. So you're spot on there. Best Leading Actress was Jessie Buckley for Hamnet. And I say Hamnet. it is up for a Best Picture for the Oscar. And Best Supporting Actress went to Wami Maskou for Sinners. So Sinners did get a look in there. Now, it was hosted by Alan Cummings, who apparently did a fantastic job, but it was one battle after another. It's a big night. So it really did do quite well.
You're still very happy with one battle after another going into the Oscars, Mr. Lee?
No, I'm not going to say anything yet
because
I don't want you to
copy.
Yeah, I am, but hey, I'm not going to say it. Yeah.
You need to copy me, Mr. Lee, okay?
I do, actually. What are your thoughts on that?
That's exactly right. I expect there to be lots of questions. You know what? I'm not telling. Yeah.
Well, you're going to go first every time we do something. Oh, yeah, that's what I picked. Oh, yeah, that's what I said. And then we'll be even.
Oh, it's going to be great. I can't wait. Yeah, we could both have the same. Who knows?
We could.
Yeah. So, yeah.
But it's good that we swap over. So you look at my answers and I look at your answers, so we can't cheat. So
great. And how far away is that? That's next week we're doing the Oscars, isn't it? It's next week?
Yeah, because the Oscars is on the 13th. So, yeah, it must be next week.
Pretty close. Oh, my Lord.
It's very, very close. Yeah, it's in the next few weeks. So, I'm starting to get nervous already.
Yeah, it's going to be big. Get ready to lose again, Mr. Lee.
Yeah. That's my time on the red carpet. Thank you for listening.
That was a very quick wrap-up, Mr. Lee. I haven't even found the button yet for the next thing. Okay,
I'm so sorry.
That was a bit quick. We had something else to go there, but you've changed the run sheet. Anyway, let's...
Get out your calendar as we go around the screen. Here's what's coming up at the Forum 6 and Odeon 5 cinemas.
We are very professional, aren't we?
Totally. As you can see, it's an absolute cluster. But anyway,
let's
see what's happening at the Forum 6 and Odeon 5 cinemas, because there's things starting to build. Tamworth Walker and Orange Have you guys been replaying some of the Oscar-nominated Best Picture movies? Now, on March 1, you've got F2, the movie, and...
Yeah, it's actually F1, but anyway, that's a typo. And you know what? I've that actually had it on there for so long, and I have been waiting for you to say it.
Oh, no.
So it worked, yes. That was good. Thank you. Thank you. So F1, let me take over. F1, the movie, is playing this week, so on Sunday, as well as the National Theatre's Hamlet. Now, in Wagga on March 20, they've got another Bollywood movie, which will also be playing in Tamworth as well on March 20, and it's Durham Ha 2. I really did not pronounce that well.
It's a Bollywood film.
Yeah, it's a Bollywood film.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They're saying it's going to be a very busy, busy, big, big Bollywood film. In Tamworth, we've got tonight happening the Ladies' Night for Solo Mio, which is happening. And then in Orange, they've got on March 4, Odeon are doing an Orange Queer Screen Film Festival, and it is supported by the Charles Sturt University, as well as a lot of other people, Orange City Council, Rainbow Festival, and, of course, the Odeon 5. On March 29 and April 1, they've got No Other Choice, which is part of the Orange Film Society movie. And it looks like an interesting movie, but we will talk about that more later.
Now, Obie, next week, How to Make a Killing. This has got Glenn Powell in this one, Margaret Qualley, Bill Camp, Zach Woods. This is a crime thriller, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Family.
It's all about a guy who is meant to inherit money, but he doesn't because there's all these people who are above him. So he actually kills one by one until he gets all the money. And apparently it is a massive amount of money that he will inherit if he can get rid of all the people in front of him, which are all relatives. So, yeah.
Yeah, one by one. Also, The Bride, Mr. Lee. Now, this is a drama, horror, romance. That's certainly an interesting mix. With Jesse Buckley and Christian Bale in this one. Jake Gyllenhaal as well. Peter Sarsgaard. Wow, that's a pretty impressive lineup.
It certainly is. And this is kind of like a reboot of Frankenstein's The Bride. And the other person you did forget is one of my all-time favourite actresses.
Oh, yes, I did.
How did you not do that? JT.
Oh, my God.
How did you leave Annette out of all this?
Because I keep forgetting her name. You know, she's the old lady. I call the old lady.
My whole... Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Annette Bening. Yeah. Oh, Annette
very,
Bening.
Very,
yeah.
Very, very, very sad.
Oh, dear.
You forgot her. Yeah.
Well, I've got to watch it for that. Wait, so what does she play? Is she playing the bride in this movie or what? Because how old is she? It's like 100.
Yeah, she probably is about 70 now. But don't you remember?
You like a bit older, Miss Lee, don't you?
I do like older women. Wendy is older than me, so it's all good. She was in that American where she's the president, Mr. President. I can't think what the movie's called now. I'm not going to say American Pie, but anyway, it'll come to me after. She was in it, and she played a person of interest and the president liked her.
Well, I'm very intrigued now.
Our listeners will know what I'm talking about.
No, they know everything. They're good. Our listeners are great.
Oh, they are. They know exactly what we're talking about.
We are back tomorrow. You can catch us again tomorrow morning for our Talk and Flickster podcast where we've got a listener who will go off and see a movie. What's tomorrow's movie, Mr. Lee?
It is Epic. Elvis Presley in concert.
Ooh.
And I'm very excited. I cannot wait to talk to them because I'll let you in a little secret. I saw it.
Well, you see, you go to these kinds of movies. So I can see that.
Yeah.
Because it's old, right? You go to that, you know, like, I don't know, everyone loves Elvis, but you know.
Yeah.
You don't go to the young, cool movies, Mr. Lee. Like, I went to see Send Help. You didn't go to that.
No. And you know what? I've been telling everyone it's a comedy. After what you said and how funny it is, I've been telling everyone.
It is.
It's funny. It's more funny than horror. And they go, oh, that's good. And they do come out and they say, yeah, it was. You're right. I said, yeah, I know. Mm. I know everything. JT tells me everything.
That's it. See, you should listen to me more often, Mr. Lee.
I should.
You're better for it. Okay. Well, we're done. We're getting out of here. We are back tomorrow. Same time, same place, same channel. Have a wonderful Thursday. You, Mr. Lee, have a great... Any plans for your Thursday?
No, other than just working, that's all. Like you, we just keep working every day. After this, we, yeah, just work, work, work.
I think...
this is good music.
It's great, isn't it? I'm getting, like, little beach vibes. Bob Marley.
Yeah, you're actually swaying to the music. That's good.
We can pass the stuff.
What do you reckon?
The beach ball. The beach ball.
Exactly what we're passing. Have a wonderful day and we'll catch you tomorrow.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.